Visiting now with Tate Malter of the Malta Bend FFA chapter. Tate, you'll be receiving your state FFA degree this year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, this degree is a reward for a successful FFA career. What do you attribute your success to in FFA?
Hard work that I've done over the past 4 years, as well as making friends in the FFA.
You have a pretty good advisor up there too, don't you, Terry?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure he's helped you a lot, right?
Yes, he has.
What offices have you held in FFA?
I've held Sentinel, Vice President, Student Advisor, and President, which is this year I've held President.
Okay. What would you say the highlight of your FFA career has been?
I would have to say getting to meet new people from around the state, but also getting to go to national convention all 4 years and meet new people from around the state and around the country.
Okay. What advice would you give younger FFA members if they wanted to follow in your footsteps and get their FFA degree as well?
I would say go for it. Do whatever you have to do to get it, because at the end of the day, later on when your kids do that, they're going to be like, oh, maybe I want to strive to get that too. And I saw my dad and mom, and I was like, I want to strive to achieve that as well.
Tate, what are your future plans?
I plan on attending St. Clair Community College in the fall to pursue a degree in ag business for 2 years.
Okay, and then are you gonna stay involved with agriculture and farming?
Yes, sir.
So we wish you the best. Congratulations on a great FFA career and upon getting that state degree. Best of luck to you and your family on the farm.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been visiting with Tate Malter of the Malta Bend FFA chapter as we salute all the area FFA members receiving their state degree this year on KMMO.